Good afternoon, everyone. So for our afternoon plenary, I would like to introduce to you Dr. Matt Dobbs. He is an associate professor in the physics department at McGill.
The other thing I found that's very important to me is performing in teams, interacting with people, and that one of the only reasons that it's necessary for you to come to McGill and get surrounded by a peer group that is of your same caliber, or to University of Montreal and surrounded by a peer group that's of a really high caliber, is that that peer group is important and you need to interact with them. It's really challenging in a big classroom to get that interaction going. There's often people left out. And it's hard to evaluate that interaction. So there's a few things I've tried that work somewhat to get that going. The other thing I think is really important is the communication in an oral setting, that you can talk to people and get ideas out. And very often in an interactive learning, that happens, but it's very hard to get feedback from the professor or from accurate feedback from other people in the room. So two things that I think are really important are to give presentations at the front of the class and to have those presentations peer evaluated. To have your peers tell you what they think of your presentation. And in order for peer evaluation to work, to have the same metrics for the evaluation. So first of all, my wish fails because I cannot have everyone in a 160-person classroom go to the front. There's just no way that it'll work. And I am going to have a negative learning experience for about a third of them. A third of the people are going to come to the front of the classroom. It's going to be their first presentation. They're going to have prepared an awesome talk and forgotten to practice it. Or they're going to start practicing it right before. And they are going to give the most horrible delivery of their talk. And they are going to reinforce to themselves that they are bad speakers who are embarrassed to talk in front of their peers. And that's going to be a bad learning outcome for them. Okay, so that's dangerous. That's really dangerous. So we have to find some way around that. The technique I use in medium-sized classes is to insist that all of the presentations given at the front of the room are video presentations, that they are recorded presentations. This also attacks the other thing, is that very often, very few people can give a presentation that's 4 minutes long and actually make it 4 minutes long. They get nervous, they talk slow. They fail to practice, so their presentation is too long. Whatever happens, you feel terrible cutting them off at 4 minutes. For a video presentation, they cut themselves off. They are forced to practice multiple times, and they get to practice with John Crawford in the room because they're going to record the thing and play it back and watch it. And they are immediately going to see how good or bad their talk is, and they are going to be their own best critic. So I usually set these up in groups, depending how big the class is, so that there's a class worth of presentations. And the main instructions are, you know, teach the class about X or Y, or apply what you've learned to something over here. Have it approved by email by me ahead of time, and then you will have the screen in 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, whatever the allocation is. And you can do anything you want, including just a stand-up presentation. You can do a slideshow, a PowerPoint with your voiceover, but it needs to be your real voices, and you need to present to the class. And I am amazed at how many people afterwards come up and say, wow, that was really hard, because I had to record it 46 times before I was even partially happy with it. Okay? A lot of people do this and they record the presentation of the speaker themselves, which is just, I mean, if I get to see this presentation, I'll be horrified by all the mistakes I made through. I'll be my worst critic. And you know, it won't, it'll be much better for me if I get to practice it a few times ahead of time. So what you get from these presentations is the ability to practice. You get feedback from yourself and your own best critic. You know what you want out of that. You know how you want to present things, how you want to sound, what your rate of speech should be, and so forth. And you get to iterate on that. So you get to do 10 presentations instead of just one the night before. You save the embarrassment factor because you're not going to do anything on that film that you don't want people to see. You'll edit it out. In all cases, I will bet you any amount of money that we have a strong connection between the material they're showing and a personal involvement in it. And that artistic aspect is part of that personal involvement, but just having to work with another person and present things is part of that personal involvement. The repetition, having to record it a few times, is important as well. The final thing that we get to do with this is peer evaluation. Now, We talked about time management a little bit and time triage. This is another really important thing that probably I shouldn't be saying in front of young people. But the other great thing about peer evaluation is it's a lot of work off your shoulders. Because you have to design a way that the class can evaluate everything that goes on in the same period as the class itself. What that means by definition is that your work, you do it too, right? I have to evaluate it myself. And my evaluation needs to happen within the context of the class. So with presentations like these, I'll hand out a grading sheet, and I'll have a column for each and every person, and I'll ask everyone to grade everyone's presentation except their own. And I'll tell them exactly what the criteria are. It's really key to tell them exactly what the criteria are. And this does two things. It helps them, the most important thing actually I think it does is it makes them listen to the presentations. They have to think about them. And they're continually saying, oh, is this different from mine? Is it better than mine? Is it worse than mine? And they're assigning a grade to that. I find that when I tally up all these grades and average them, they are typically within the margin of error, a few percent of what I would give to each presentation.